You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. Happy Wednesday. I'm so excited to be here. It has been a beautiful week. I know I talk about this all the time, but we are so blessed. There are blessings everywhere. Most of the time, I usually have a little mini class, and I kind of got away from that last week, but this week I have prepared just a little snippet. If you guys don't know, I have owned a crystal shop for over 8 years. I love it so much. So currently, the last two times I've been doing this, I have been here at my office slash shop where I have my crystals. And I kind of wanted to talk about some of the crystals that we could utilize in order to help us overcome difficulties, difficult situations, especially when it comes to us needing to protect ourselves from other people's energy. So the reason that I chose to discuss this today is I have a lot of clients and me personally that have just experienced some really traumatic stuff. And the heaviness that other people send you when you're going through a traumatic situation can sometimes feel unbearable, whether it's judgment, opinions, gossiping, whether it's just, you know, honestly, people feeling sorry for you can be a negative energy that they push on you without knowing it. And so I'm going to kind of go over crystals. You know, you guys might have already heard about crystals several times. Maybe some of you are new to it. So I'm just going to pretend that all of you are new to it so that anybody who is new can understand exactly how it is. So number one, crystals to me are natural. They come from the earth, obviously. God and the earth created them. For me, it's not idolizing them. It is utilizing them. And each one of them have different properties, and there's different ways to work with these crystals. So I'm gonna show you a few. Okay? I get so excited about them. And I'm gonna tell you something cool. So I've owned Crystal Shop for a little while. And I would say it was 2020 when it all happened, because I got 4 new abilities in 2020. One of the abilities I received was that I could look at you, scan your body, and then look at my crystals. And it would light up in my brain which ones needed to go home with you, like which ones you needed for your situation. I didn't know what to call that. It was really unique. So I called it crystal readings. People would line up, you know, a dozen people at a time lining up for these crystal readings. And after that, I started to like sense and feel the energy even more intensely. And I was able to almost like pass messages through them. So now I can see you. I can see your situation, your energy, as well as get the right vibes of the crystals for you and pass messages, which is really cool. So in times of my need, in times of, I want to almost use that word desperate need, of needing protection, of needing a change, needing a bounce me up because of depression or just being exhausted. These are some of my go-tos, okay? I don't know if you're gonna be able to see this, but bloodstone. A filter in the back. Hold on. Let's see if we can get it. There we go. This is an African bloodstone. I apologize because if you're watching this and not listening, the background from the Zoom is not letting me show it very well. So African bloodstone. There are several types of bloodstone, but this is the African one. African bloodstone is going to help you to protect you. Now, if you're into spirituality of any kind whatsoever, that it doesn't matter what you believe about Jesus, but that Jesus was an ascended master, if he was a savior in your religion, whatever it is, but most of us believe that he was somebody pretty awesome. The red spots of this are supposed to represent the blood of Christ. And if Jesus were with you, if he was with you, right, how would you feel? To me, that's like safety, secure, protected. Everything is going to be okay. This is a massive protection stone. It literally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually cleanses the heart as well as the blood. It helps to free you from any negative emotions. So it's a really good one for protection. It's one of my top 10 favorites. It's one of my go-tos for protection. I don't use a lot of the black stones that most people do. Bloodstone is my go-to when I need a lift up. I'm going to just take a small pause right there because I do have a caller. Dave, will you post that back on the screen if you're able to, please? I think, there we go. Tamika in Sioux City, hi. Iowa. Are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you today?
I just want a general reading.
Okay. Please do me a favor and give me your full birthday so I can tap into your energy.
May 4th, 2001.
Oh, dang. You got a lot going on. Okay. Do you often suffer from high anxiety?
Oh, are you asking me if I do?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because the minute I tune into your energy, I get my stomach is in knots, my heart rate went faster, my head feels so clouded, like I'm trying to make a decision and I can't, I'm overthinking, constantly worrying about stuff. So I just wanted to make sure I was grabbing the right energy. Does that sound about right for you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the stomach, but I get really bad anxiety and overthink everything.
Yeah. That's just usually my symbol to let me know that you have anxiety. So, okay. Yep. So number one, what I'm going to tell you is it looks like you need to clear your energy. There's a lot of heaviness sticking to you. It's almost like you, on accident, very easily attract chaos into your life. You leave yourself really open. You're very sensitive to energy, to people's emotions. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're leaving your aura or your energy field too open, and all of these people are attaching to you. And it almost looks like they dump all their trauma on you, like use you for maybe even like your abilities or just stomp all over you. And you just have so many of what I would call people parasites just stuck to your energy. Have you learned for yourself how to clear that so that you do not have to keep having that challenge in your life?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you that that's what today's topic is all about too. So I just got all my tools right here. So I'll walk you through it at the end of the podcast as well. Please, please, please. Okay. That's going to be important to you. You're just what I would call unprotected. You're so open to anybody. Have you recently gone through something similar as a breakup?
What was that?
Have you gone through something similar to a breakup just recently?
Not recently.
Okay. It just feels like there's a male energy that's still really heavily into your energy that's around you, that's still affecting you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think it might have been my kid's dad.
Okay. How long ago was that?
A couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Is he somebody who is angry quite often, like, or has a temper, or very like black and white with his attitude?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that grouchy side of him, that angry side of him, was he pretty verbally abusive to you as well?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a lot of that energy still in your aura, still in your system. And so when I talk about that, the energy inside of you that's still trapped, that angry energy that is trapped in your body, is really creating you to have a lot of chaos in your life. You have to get rid of that. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him or back to the universe where it can be recycled. And it almost feels like you've had what I would call a string of bad luck since all of that happened. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just because the negative energy from what I would call an abusive relationship is still attached to you. And no matter how hard you try, it's like you can't get ahead. So the number one thing that you need to be focused on is learning to protect yourself from, well, just protect yourself from everybody in general, to cut those cords and to start lifting yourself up, because it's almost like a small part of you, or maybe a larger part of you, almost believe those ugly words that he would say to you. And it's caused you to have like self-doubt or a lack of confidence or a lack of self-love. And there's just a lot of anger inside of you because of that. Yeah.
Okay.
What questions do you have about that situation that I might be able to answer for you, so I can really help guide you and navigate you through this?
Basically just ask, how do I get rid of it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you do any types of meditation for yourself?
No.
Okay. So the number one thing that I would do is when I'm in a situation similar to yours, I always do an egg cleanse. Have you ever done an egg cleanse before?
No.
Okay. They're really easy to find on like TikTok, YouTube. It's very easy. I have my clients do it all the time. It only takes us, well, my version of it, everybody's different, only takes me about 15 or 20 minutes. Literally, I have the egg, I'm washing my whole body with it. Like, I mean, it's still in the shell and stuff. It's still in the shell, but it's like you're rubbing your whole body to cleanse your energy. And then I crack it into a cup of water so I can see what's going on with it. But that's my number one thing. The number two thing is something I actually had prepared to show tonight on this podcast, is how to take a knife and cut cords, like visualizing that you're cutting these cords. It's like the way we charge our cell phones to the wall. He still has a cord of energy going from you to him. So visualizing, you know, taking that charger out of you and removing it from him, so he doesn't have direct access to you energetically. And you have a lot of cords between you and him. They're up and down your body. So visualizing, you can also use prayer or just affirmations that this is not my energy. I refuse to have it. I disconnect from him and I'm throwing it back. I am giving it back to universe, whatever is best for everybody. And then I seal it back up so that we can't reattach. And those are the first three steps that I do in order to get rid of somebody's energy. Another one of my favorites, and I know this is a lot of information, I apologize, but visualizing that you have mirrors all around you, or a disco ball, you're in the middle of a disco ball, so that if anybody who causes you harm, heartache, damage, or stress comes into your life, they see themselves on those mirrors. Negative energy does not like the way it looks to itself, so it turns around and leaves you alone instead. So there's just a lot of different tools to put in place, but most of it is going to come through visualization or, you know, demanding, this is not mine. I refuse to tolerate this crap anymore. What he said to me, what he did to me is a thing of the past. I'm not willing to hold on to it anymore. And I step into my power and my light now. And so there's just, you know, those few techniques that I do. You have such a beautiful soul when you're, I want to say it like, when you're at your peak or when you're at your best, because it's like you've been held down for so long that maybe you haven't seen what I'm talking about, but you're charismatic and spontaneous and giving nature is so beautiful. And I hope you get back to that and don't let the world make your heart hard, because you have amazing things going for you if you can overcome this negativity that's just surrounding you because of somebody else.
Okay.
Hey, do you have any of the other questions I can answer for you?
Would there be a crystal for me to get? I heard you talk about crystals.
Yes. Oh, yes, please. I love crystals. I would say for you to go with a smoky quartz. And I want something happy for you too, because I want you to remember how beautiful you truly are, that you have such a light inside of you. I love that caring side of you. So I would do anything like soft pink. Like, I don't know if you can see this, if you're even watching, but I have like a pink quartz in front of me. I love pink quartz, not a rose quartz. This is a pink quartz.
Pink. Oh, it's pink.
Pink. P-I-N-K. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There's even like a pink serpentine that would work really good for you. That one's more rare. But think about a snake shedding its skin and all the old goes off so that the new can come out. And it is pink, but pink serpentine. If you can find it, it's rare.
Okay.
Hey, well, I hope everything comes up for you. please look into some of those things on YouTube, TikTok. There's plenty of information, and get busy cutting those cords so you can free yourself, because you've got amazing things coming in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. We got another caller popping up right now. Veronica from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I hope you are.
I am. I feel like I'm doing well. I just went on a mommy-daughter date with my daughter and had like the best food with some crumble cookies.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I wanted to just see if you could give me some insight on my current relationship. It's kind of hard right now, and I'm just trying to get some insight on it.
Okay. What is your full birthday, Veronica?
June 26, 80.
And then what's his?
January 25, 80.
Oh, yes. Okay. I know that this is a little bit personal, but what's making it so challenging right now? Are you guys just being really stubborn with each other and neither one of you is budging?
Probably. I think it's more on the other side, but yeah.
He's being stubborn?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys fighting a lot or are you avoiding?
Mostly avoiding. It's had, I guess, a disagreement on a situation, and it's just separating us.
Okay. Well, and you did you say that this is your husband?
No, my boyfriend.
Okay. Well, your boyfriend is very stubborn. It's all over in his chart. And I do numerology, so that's why I'm asking for the energy. But even in his chart, he is very stubborn, very, very stubborn. But I really am wanting to understand why it's separating you guys so much, because I feel a lot of love there. I can sense the fighting and that like disconnection. But sorry, you have some spirit guides that are talking to me really quickly, because you're also very stubborn too. And you have one sassy spirit guide that's like wants to tell you how it is, because she says you don't listen. And you have I'm so sorry. This is coming from them. If I sugarcoat it, I can't tell it to you straight out. But she says that you have always had this since you were a little girl of like needing to be right or kind of like being bossy. And so she's telling me to remember that you get stubborn and stuck in your ways too. Right now, you guys are mirroring each other. And instead of trying to find the solution to come together, you're mirroring and pushing each other away. She's also letting you know that like you do not have to heal all of this physically. If you truly want to, you know, push through this, you can talk to his subconscious mind, his higher self, his spirit guides, you know, through prayer, through meditation, and not go through the physical body yet. Because you can do things in the background spiritually and not even really have to work with the physical body. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So do you need an example? Because I feel like that your yes had a little hesitation.
Yes. Can you give me one?
Okay. Yeah. I know this is personal. Will you please tell me his first name?
Austin.
Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I do is I just call Austin's higher self, and this is how you would do it. I'm just asking for Austin's higher self to come in so I can communicate with him so that I can pass messages to his spirit and to his soul. And this is the time you can talk to him. You pour your heart out and you're going to tell him, you know, whatever you feel. I love you so much. We have had some amazing moments and we've had some rough moments, but I am unwilling to give up on this relationship because of this disagreement. How can we come back together into alignment so that we can thrive and be better? This is what I want for us. I want us to push through. I want us to have a conversation. I want us to listen to each other and try to come into alignment the best way that we can. And then, you know, please be willing to communicate with me so we can come back into alignment, because this is worth fighting for, in my opinion. I know that I love you. I know that you love me. I don't mean to push you away, and I don't want you to push me away. So how can we come together? And during that time, I'm going to visualize cords of energy going from my heart to his heart. I'm going to like imagine to the best of my ability that I'm looking into his eyes or giving him a hug to really make that connection of love. I bless you with pure love and pure light. I bless you with pure love and pure light. I bless us with pure love and pure light. My intention is for us to come back into alignment and to heal from the situation, to see each other's opinions and find a solution together as a team. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I learned from Spirit years ago that when I can't, talk to the human body because they just want to put up a fight or they're not listening, to go to the higher self and the soul instead. The higher self, the soul, will take the message back to the human body and they'll eventually get it. I have seen so many miracles happen connecting in the spiritual when there's nothing you can do right now in the physical, when they get stubborn or they're grouchy or whatever. So please try that. Try that multiple times a day. Okay. Try that every night, because I understand that there's a disconnect. I can feel that, but I also can feel the love there as well. And if it's worth fighting for to you, do your work in the spiritual. He is very stubborn, but so are you. But you are completely surrounded. Have you guys fought or talked about, I guess, like breaking up or separating?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel that very heavily. If it were to go like that, if it were for you guys to have a break, I don't see it being forever. I'm hoping that's not what happens, but I can feel that very strongly, but it won't be forever. So you just need to, I guess, do what makes both of you happiest in the moment, or what's best for your highest and greatest good right now, which is really hard to understand. But he does love you. He's just very stubborn. So just know that if you guys end up taking a break or separating for a little bit, it's not for forever from what I can see on this current timeline.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, I don't think so. I just really had that on my heart. So I just wanted to kind of get some insight on that. So,
yeah. Well, please remember, you're on such a beautiful journey. It doesn't feel like it right now, I'm sure, but you have so much goodness inside of you. You light up other people's world. You always get a little sidetracked by pouring into other people and not really giving to yourself. So to the best of your ability, through all of this, and even in the future, please fill up your own cup. Please show yourself the love that you want to experience from yourself, because you are such a beautiful, compassionate person. Please don't lose yourself through all the craziness of, you know, other people. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope you have a great night.
All right. You too.
Bye. Oh, what a good night for calls, guys. So I do have my tools here for cutting cords. I've wanted to do that for myself. I do that with my clients on a regular basis. So I'm going to do that now. We have a few minutes left. Now, you do not have to have a knife if you don't want one, but I have one. Okay. I like selenite knives. I like obsidian knives, which you can see. Okay, it's right here. So I'm just going to do this sitting down. However, I most of the time stand up. If you can't see me, I'll do my best to walk you through it. But I stand up, I have the knife in my hand, I start from my head and go down to my feet, And I just ask, you know, or state that my intention is to cut cords from anyone and anything that is no longer for my highest and greatest good. I refuse to feed my energy to anybody else at this current time. My intention is to keep my energy whole and healed for myself and to reclaim that energy to myself. So right out in front of my face, going down my body, I just start cutting cords. And I just say, it is my intention to disconnect any negative energy from anyone or anything. I choose to keep my energy safe, protected, whole, and clear. I refuse to tolerate any negativity that is coming from me, from the seen or unseen, from the known or unknown. I'm going around my whole body, head to toe, all the way around my body, 360. I choose to keep my energy healed and whole, cleansed and clear for me. I remove any negative energy from seen or unseen, known or unknown. Anybody who's ever caused me harm, heartache, damage, or stress in any way, I remove that energy. I free myself. This is a sign and a symbol that I'm not a victim. I am not a prisoner. I will not be held back. I have free will. I disconnect any negative energy from anyone or anything. Any negative energy that is sent to me, attracted to me, forced upon me, or projected onto me. I keep my energy cleansed and clear, healed and whole. And after I go around my whole body, I start at my root chakra. I'm just going to remove any negative energy from my root chakra. The root chakra should be red. I imagine clearing off any negativity. To me, it looks like it's chipping black stuff. I allow my root chakra to work properly. I clean off any negative energy from old exes, from the feelings of poverty, of lack, of not having enough. I now accept feelings of security, stability, peace, being grounded, confidence. I go up to my sacral chakra. Thank you. And I allow my joy to come out and get rid of anything that's not there. And to my solar plexus, where my confidence is. And I'm doing this fast because we have a few seconds. To my heart chakra, to my throat, and all the way up through my seven chakras. And I cleanse all that negative energy that's no longer for my highest and greatest good. I leave it cleared, healed, and whole, feeling better. And then I go all the way around my body again. I ran out of time. We'll try that next week. I hope you guys have the best week. Please do some of these tips and tools that you've heard today. And get your energy clear and ready to go for a beautiful week. Have a great night, you guys. I hope to see you back here next Wednesday on Moonstruck TV on YouTube. Have a good night.